This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli army released video Wednesday saying it found Hamas operatives, money and weapons in El Shifa Hospital in Gaza.
We call Hamas terrorists to surrender.
IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says soldiers found and fought Hamas terrorist operatives and Islamic Jihad groups, in his words. In the compound, army video also showed various weapons allegedly found in Al Shifa. Recent days have seen an intensification of fighting in northern parts of Gaza, and captured by Israeli forces earlier in the war, including Al Shifa, once Gaza's biggest hospital. It's now one of the few even partially functioning in the north. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is planning to travel to Israel this week as part of a 6 urgent mission to the Middle East since Israel's war with Hamas began in October. Previously unannounced stop comes as relations between the two countries have soured dramatically in recent weeks. The Israel trip will cap Blinken's latest Mideast tour, which started in Saudi Arabia Wednesday and will continue in Egypt on Thursday. Top U.S. diplomat will be in Tel Aviv on Friday after 2 days of talks with Arab leaders and foreign ministers in Jeddah and Cairo, are all focused on the war in Gaza and hostage release deals, increasing humanitarian aid deliveries, and a plan for a post-conflict future for as the top of the agenda. Congressional leaders continue to work to put a positive light on a $1.2 trillion spending package in the U.S. that lawmakers look to approve before funding expires at midnight Friday for several key government agencies. Text of the legislation had not been released as of Wednesday afternoon, but the lawmakers were expecting an unofficial unveiling Thursday. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a Russian missile attack that occurred in Kyiv.
Officials say Russia has fired dozens of cruise and ballistic missiles at Ukraine's capital. It's the first attack on Kyiv in 44 days. City authorities said residents were woken up by loud explosions early morning in the capital. Air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, although authorities said over a dozen people, including a child, were injured by falling wreckage. Ukraine's emergency service said dozens of people were evacuated from their homes. The attack came after repeated Ukraine aerial attacks in recent days on Russia's Belgorod region near the border with Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin had threatened to respond in kind to the attacks. I'm Karen Shamas.
Violent crime was down in the United States last year. AP's Lisa Dwyer with more details.
New FBI statistics show violent crime in the United States dropping again last year, continuing a downward trend after a pandemic-era spike. Murders dropped 13% in the last quarter of 2023 as compared to the same period the year before. Violent crime overall was down 6%. Property crime ticked downward about 3% across the nation overall, except for the Northeast and in large cities with a population of over a million people, which actually saw an increase by about that same amount. The quarterly report is based on data sent to the FBI from about 80% of the law enforcement agencies around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Republican lawmakers across the country were already jockeying to inject their states deeper into immigration enforcement when the U.S. Supreme Court, if only briefly, let Texas enforce a new law giving police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. Within hours on Tuesday, another court blocked it again. The same day, in Iowa, they cast the final vote on a bill similar to the Texas proposal. In the state of New Hampshire, lawmakers are nearing passage of legislation to allow police to bring trespassing charges against people suspected of illegally entering the U.S. from Canada. Meanwhile, it's yet to be seen whether other Republican-led states will embrace the Texas-style bill, particularly if another court ruling does favor what Texas has already done. Recapping one of our top stories, the Israeli army released video Wednesday saying that it did find Hamas operatives, money, and weapons in Al Shifa Hospital. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.